Can you ask the question, Zaba? Please.
It was a discussion. Where does Sukshma come from?
Sukshma doesn't come. Sukshma is already there.
Second answer, I like it.
So what is the difference between Atma and Sukshma?
See, Sukshma, where does it come from? Maya, no? Matter. Modified matter is ma Sukshma. See, modified matter is elements. Modified elements is Sukshma and Stula. Again, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, everything, isn't it? And where are they? Sukshma goes and results. What happens? That is what we studied. Today's my topic was to make it very clear how existence. See, nothing is created, nothing is destroyed. Everything is always. But for you, there is a time things are not there. For you as an individual, things are there for some time. Isn't it? That is why I want to explain what does it mean by saying existence. Exist, isn't it? We say nothing is created here. Nothing is destroyed also. Nothing is created, nothing is destroyed. That means what is that which is always there? Nothing is created. What is there now? We say consciousness, the reality, which is Swayam consciousness, which is the reality is of the nature of consciousness, is by itself consciousness. It has no beginning, no end, it doesn't come, doesn't go, doesn't change, it is permanent, independent, and all that. This is all pervasive means, and it doesn't, unmoving also. Unmoving, immovable, all pervasive, eternal, everlasting consciousness is a reality. So what is that which comes and goes then? Nothing comes outside of, nothing is there outside of consciousness. Whatever comes also comes from consciousness, resolves in consciousness. Consciousness is the unmoving substratum. And what is that comes and goes? Actually, namarupas. And then those namarupas, when they are unmanifest, we call them unmanifest power. When they are manifest, how subtle it is, subtler than the actual so-called power. What is subtlest? Not available for sense perception, not for thought perception, you can't even, it's incomprehensible, isn't it? But still it is there. When it is unmanifest, you call it Maya, when it is manifest, you call it Jagat. And manifest means what now? Not only Sthulam, also Sukshma. Subtle and grass, all of them were unmanifest in consciousness. They become manifest in consciousness again. And consciousness does not become, understand, non-existent. Always it is there. It's the very existence. But here, in this manifest power, the namarupa, subtle also, very few, very, very, only human mind is the very special thing. Any subtle manifestation has the capacity to have the reflection of consciousness. Isn't it? Our manifestation of consciousness. Last class I gave example. The fire is there very much in the wood. But the fire which is inherent in the wood is of no use for to bring the wood to light. If there is a log of wood in the dark room, you cannot see the log of wood, even though there is fire in the log of wood. Isn't it? But if you bring the fire outside, from outside, then you can see, in the light of fire, you can see the wood. Similarly, consciousness is in everything, but for the consciousness, isn't it? Everything. But the consciousness to have the status of being illuminated, isn't it? It has to become manifest. And certain things that are only subtle, the manifest, how consciousness is manifest, the level of manifestation varies from being to being. In all the sukshma, you can see wherever you see in a living thing, you can see the consciousness being manifest. An non-living thing also consciousness is. The living thing also consciousness is. What is the difference? Never think consciousness is. But in a living thing, consciousness is manifest, isn't it? Manifest means what? It is, you can understand the consciousness being there. Being able to understand the consciousness being there is said to be the manifestation of consciousness. And manifest consciousness. How do you understand in a tree or a plant or in a small ant or a... See, I preserved yesterday the Urnanabhi here for all of you to see. I don't know why the Urnabhi has got it in the glass. It was here. Very beautiful Urnabhi was sitting. Maybe it has gone because of the heat. I don't know. In the cooler.
Chilandi kuda.
Namma.
Spider.
Oh, with the net. Bhagavan was sitting here yesterday. It's gone. Maybe it's too hot. See it. Oh my God, the net has been...
It's here.
See, I preserved it for you to see.
Yeah.
There. There's also net. It's a web also is there.
Spider.
The web is there. Can you see the web also?
Yeah.
Can you see the web?
Yeah.
Still building. Web. Urnanabhi, and with this also it has its own, isn't it? Now what I'm saying here, any living thing, there, where you see the life implies what now? There must be, life implies at least food intake, eating, very important, isn't it? And breathing, and reproduction, it reproduces also, in its own way, either by laying eggs or by somehow. Doesn't matter how it reproduces, isn't it? A plant reproduces, it eats, it drinks, and it survives, it breathes in, it breathes out, and it reproduces. At least basic things are there. These functions imply what now? The life is means these functions are happening. Reproduction is a function which is happening. Because in spring, all the flowers come up, and then there is a, isn't it? We can say the seeds come out now, so reproduction. They spread. And there's throughout what now, even in winter, no leaf is there, somehow they manage, they survive. Because their food has stored now, that's why they're very busy now. All the plants are very busy putting out its leaves, very busy photosynthesis. Because they have to prepare the food, not like Indian trees, no? They can be relaxed. They're very relaxed. The whole day they get a lot of sun. They're tired. They don't need to serve. Because here the trees have to do a lot of work to serve the preserve. They serve the food in the inside. They can survey the whole year and to come out, show their face in again spring, isn't it? So what happened? The function. It means there's a photosynthesis. They have their own food. They breathe in. They breathe out. And luckily, we all can have good oxygen when they are involved in the photosynthesis. We get good oxygen because a lot of oxygen comes out. They need carbon dioxide for that. So we have photosynthesis happening, functions. And the functions are all happening means, what does it mean? No function can take place without an order being involved there. Please understand, Swamiji is a unique contribution when Swamiji's teaching is, Ishvara is law and order. Because of course, I don't know whether others talk about it or not, but Swamiji made it so clear. Bhagavan, Ishvara is a universal law and order. And which alone holds everything together. Dharana, dharma, itvichyati, dharma, which upholds everything together, isn't it? What is that which holds everything together? The whole tree as a whole. A tree as a whole means what? There's everything. So many parts put together is a tree, the bark, and so many small parts put together is the, then all of them together form the whole tree, and all of them had to be together for these functions to take place also. And each function is what now? Each function within the realm of law and order. That order is means, wherever function is, there's an order. This I've been teaching from the day one I started teaching Veda Sukta. Ishvara is law and order. Wherever you see life, there are functions. Wherever the functions are, there is an order involved in the functions. There's no function without the order being involved there. And wherever you see the order, that order must be definitely backed by knowledge. How can there be the order without knowledge? What is the order? Why you should function this way? Why you should function the other way? That order, this order, isn't it? This backed by what? Knowledge. That means knowledge is there. But you don't see, you can't see the knowledge through physical eyes. You can see the, you can see the life of a plant. You can see the branches putting out new leaves and flowers. But you don't see the function. You don't see the function is a sukshma. Absorption of water is sukshma, isn't it? You can't see through physical eyes. But you can understand. Why? Because you pour water at night, because you can see that. It's a function. Function is happening and understand, but you can't see through physical eyes. It is sukshma. At the same time, when function is, in the function, there's order involved is sukshma. You can't see the order through physical eyes, you can understand the order being involved there. And wherever there's order, order is backed by knowledge. What is that knowledge? Without being taught by anybody, without being instructed by anybody, something is happening on its own. It can be outside the plant physiology or inside your own body. Your heart even does not ask your support and help how to pump the blood. Even your lungs do not ask you. Your kidneys do not ask you for any help and support. They just function. Wherever there's life, there is an order involved. The function in the order is involved. Without being taught by instructed by anything, there's a function happening, means that function within the realm of an order, that order is backed by knowledge. There is jnanam. In the heart there is knowledge, in the lungs there is knowledge, in the kidneys there is knowledge, in the gallbladder there is knowledge, in the eyes, everywhere knowledge. In every tree there is knowledge. Every plant, in the leaf there is knowledge, in the root there is knowledge, because wherever there is a function, there is an order. Wherever there is an order, in the what, there is knowledge backing the order, because of which that order is sustained and that function is possible. That order, you can't see, that knowledge you can't see through physical eyes. You can understand that knowledge is manifest consciousness. You can understand consciousness being manifest as the knowledge backing the order involved in the function of any living being. That is Bhagavan, isn't it? So also, that is how the order is involved here. Therefore, what happens now? All this, isn't it? They go back and resolve the matter. And again, the Paradha Karma Palam, we ask you about the Sukshma. Sukshma also, you can't have anadi only. When does the Sukshma begin, you can't say. It's always there. Everything resolves. In Pralaya, everything resolves and go back. Until Pralayam, Sukshma will be there around. You can't see. It is there always. It either in the body, if the leaves, this body has gone to new house. And in between the go into the new house and after depart in the house, what it does, where it is, that is something you can't talk about. But it's very much there. But then again, the time determines the entry of the new body also. And in Pralayam, all the jivas, the whole jagat will resolve. There is no real destruction again. There is no total destruction at all of anything. Conscious, then matter is said to be what now? Relatively destroyed. That means what? All the Namarupas resolve and become one. Is it destroyed then? Not totally destroyed. Only deform, the name Namarupas have gone. They are all again in the original form. And where do they remain resolved as Maya? In Brahman alone, the consciousness alone. But that you can't understand. It is not comprehensible because your mind also has resolved. Isn't it? Your mind has gone. Your body, your senses, everything is resolved. The mind must be there for the cognition to take place. Mind won't be available. In Pralaya, you can never understand Pralaya because in Pralaya, your mind also resolves. That is called Pralaya. Everything is resolved completely. Nothing will be there. And how it will be, it's like how you are in deep sleep state. How you are in deep sleep state? When you are in deep sleep state, you are not knowing you are. You are not knowing you are. There is no cognition of you are. There is no cognition of Jagat is. There is no Jagat, no nothing. What is there? How is in deep sleep state? It's a model through which you understand how it would be in Pralaya. There's no pain, there's no pleasure, there's no loss, there's no gain, there's no success, there's no defeat. There's no pain or pleasure, there's no harm or dishonor, just you are yourself in deep sleep state. Unfortunately, but you do not know you are. So also in Pralaya. And what happened when the Samashti Prarabdha is ready, then the again all the subtle which are resolved, they all come back. All the Sukshma in Pralaya, Sukshma, that's why you have to understand Sukshma Shariram is not destroyed even in Pralaya. Only in, you will be coming after Janma you will be coming after, even Pralayam after every Srishti you will be coming back. The old baggage. Sukshma will not resolve at all. Sukshma will not die. Sukshma will go back and resolve. The physical body now will get disintegrated again. All of them will resolve. Everything completely will be like in Maya. It's something you have to understand. You can't really. Isn't it? There's no. That's why Swamiji never touch. When you teach Shastram, never touch pen and pencil to draw anything. The subtlest thing has to be only taught through communication, isn't it? We're using very carefully the words. We can't use words like that, you know. Now what I'm saying, this is very important thing. Somebody asked one question. A big person, okay, so-called big person, a question was asked. You can all ask me some question now. You have any questions to ask? The person said. One person. What is enlightenment? One person asked. It's a joke, he said. One person. Then he said, you know, going back from knowledge to innocence is enlightenment. From words to silence. We had to be talking, at the same time we had to be silent. This is enlightenment. What do you understand here? What have you understood now? This is called vagueness, okay? They say something. They read all books and talk about silence and words and going and coming. What is going and coming? We need a very systematic step by step, isn't it? That is why here we have to understand. This in Sukshma, Sukshma does not come on. Sukshma is anadi. We cannot trace the first. We don't trace it at all. And Kimi Punya Papa assumes different Sharirams. If only Papa is there, it might have been hopping and jumping also sometimes in other bodies. We don't know. When it comes to human Shariram, it has the cognitive skills are very high. There again we have to improve as a human being, isn't it? Valarchi. That's called emotional growth. In emotionally you have to grow the maturity, isn't it? And here opportunity, when you get into the human shariram, then you are there. What happens after death? Stulam is disintegrated. Even though it's not relative destruction. What happens, Sukshma? Nothing. Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya anyay navani grinnati naraha tatha jirnani sharirani vihaya aparani navani grinnati. Isn't it? It throws away the old clothes and takes the new one. Like that, Sukshma throws away the old bodies and takes the new ones. This is Sukshma. Doesn't die. Don't need to worry. Arjuna, Bhagavan says, Krishna says, Tasma Devam Viditvainam Na Anushochitu Marhasi Arjuna. You don't need to grieve over this thing. Having known the art, this Dehi to be such. So consciousness is not subject to relative destruction also. It's not, it is absolutely eternal. And Sukshma also is what now? Not subject to any destruction or whatsoever. Sukshma is indestructible. Sthulam alone is destructible. How destructible? Relatively only destroyed. It gets disintegrated. That is the nature. You have to understand the fact about the nature of the physical, this Thula Shairam, and don't need to grieve over it, isn't it? If you are grieving means you are immature, that's all. You don't understand the fact about it. This Thulam cannot be stopped, prevented from getting disintegrated. Sukshma is not subject to any destruction at all. What happens? Sukshma travels from Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, goes from one birth to another, was one in between one Srishti and one Pralaya, so many births it would have taken in keeping with Punya Papas. Again, new birth is, where is the new birth? Who determines the birth? Prarabdha. Where is it determined? Again, Prarabdha determines in keeping how exactly you have to be born in an atmosphere where you can exhaust your Punya Papa, the conducive atmosphere. You are born again. You know that. And then your association also happens. Some Prarabdha must be there. Bhagavan's order. Otherwise it won't work. It won't even bring things together. Amazing, isn't it? So this is Prarabdha. You are born, and then even if you are, some Prarabdha has to be exhausted some given time, then you travel from here to other place. Like how I have come here. To exhaust some Prarabdha. Mm-hmm. I never thought of traveling abroad. I am living here now. You have to go from there. So it's all things, how order brings things together. Amazing, that order is Ishvara. So Prarabdha. Now what happened? Okay, Sukshma, whole Pralayam comes now. How about last birth comes? We don't know, okay? There's some last birth. A Pralayam happens. What happens to Sukshma again? Survives. Sukshma goes back and all these Sukshmas will be together. Then Samashti Prarabdha Karma gets ready for exhaustion. Then what now? Again the Maya gets ready for manifestation. How it becomes manifest, that we can't understand. After becoming manifest, we know, oh, I am here, you are here, world is there, world is not there, what else is there, and then you look for it. Sukshma does not really speaking, Sukshma is anadi, Sukshma will be there forever. How long will be there Sukshma? That is why Sukshma is, Sukshma, especially the mind, isn't it? Will always be there. Other aspects of Sukshma also will always be there. It cannot be destroyed. Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakaha, nachainam kledayantyapaha, na soshyati marutaha. No element can destroy this Sukshma. That is why we are so strong. Come on, you can kill the body, I'll come in a new dress, new disguise. No bomb can destroy us. Sanatana, dharma. People don't know that, okay? They think but they can destroy everything, bombing. That's not true. Isn't it? You have to use your buddhi shakti. There's no destruction possible. We don't believe in destruction. There's no destruction possible. No war can cause any destruction. Only physical destruction, that we kill each other, suffer. It's all suffering, relative world, everything is happening because of karma. All this war and things and all, crazy. Sanatana Dharma is completely, has its basis in absolute peace, and which is actually Swarupam. That there's no peace unless you recognize the Swarupam being peace. Isn't it? So this is coming again and again. So again it comes back, again assumes the body, again Prarabdha and Kipi Prarabdha, you are born again. When is Sukshma destroyed? Never. Sukshma is never destroyed. Consciousness is, of course, is the very reality where the change on the part of matter happens, and Sthulam again gets disintegrated. Which is destroyed? What is destruction? So Krishna says here, evam viditva enam atmanam tvam shochitam na arhasi. Arjuna, you don't need to deserve. You don't deserve to grieve. You don't need to grieve, he says. In fact, even if you think this, if it is born again and again, if it is dead also, no, you don't need to grieve. No, why? For the one who is anything which has a beginning, there's definitely an end. Another fact which is not known to others, what is that? whoever is born is subject to death, isn't it? And whoever is dead is subject to be born again. Jatasya mrityuho dhruvaha, mrityasya janma dhruvam, others cannot understand. Vedantic philosophy, Vedanta very clearly says, mrityasya janma dhruvam, definite for the birth is definite for the one who is dead. We all know very well what now science can accept this. For the one who is born, death is definite. But for the one who is dead, birth is definite. Continuation life, that who says this? Vedanta is so clear. It is dhruvaha. The very statement, very firm, very assertively stated there. What does it mean? What is that which is born again? Sukshma. So it is sukshma survives death. That is why we have something called Pitru Yajna, ancestral worship, Shraddham, Tithi, you know, worshipping, and it's all because of, that's why we have linked, isn't it? That is why we have, you know, life is not only end, life does not end with this life. 70, 60, 50 or 90, whenever I kick my bucket, still I had to be come back. So I had to pay whatever I take, now papa karma I do. At Bhagavan I had to come back and set my account, let me not do anything wrong now. Understand? This word Shastra is not frightening. It's a fact, isn't it? You live in tune with Dharma, then enjoy the grace of the Bhagavan of Dharma. The whole Jagat will be enjoyable and pleasant and pleasing and nice if you are in tune with the order. This what, isn't it? Dharmaha rakshati. What is dharma? Dharma protects when? If it is protected. Rakshitaha rakshati. Arakshitaha na rakshati. Isn't it? Doesn't protect you. What is being protected? No, being secured and then being protected and having the pleasure, having this life very pleasant and nice if you are in tune with the order. If you disturb the order, you had to pay for it. As I told earlier also. So, Sukshma question is answered. It's okay? Sukshma doesn't come and go. That is the strength. Oh, we'll all be there. We'll meet again next Janma also. Isn't it? If we have some strong sankalpa, we all should meet again. No, we will have attained moksha this Janma itself, won't we? We're already free. If we attend moksha, we won't come back. People don't like that also. I want to be free, but I want to come back. That's another problem. It's like asking for... People don't understand really, then what is moksha really? Don't worry. Even if you ask for moksha, it's much mature, isn't it? At least we can pray for better conditions. Right? That is why it's very important where you place your mind, what you're spending your time for, what is your mind involved in? Very, very important. Mind should be, that is why, what the mind is associated with, what the mind is all the time thinking of, what the mind is involved in. Now, where associated, in accordingly only your life will continue, following life will be. Isn't it? That's why whatever you are involved, you spend your time for, and that will be your continuing thing. That is what I'm saying. It's not that to come in association with Vedanta Shastra study, it's not Janmantara Samskara. All of us here, irrespective of how the color looks, how the complexion is, what the culture I'm born, doesn't matter. It somewhere tells our connection, association with Shastra. Or we won't be together. Nice to know, isn't it? At least we know there's no destruction. Nothing can be destroyed. And what is subject to destruction can be prevented from that destruction also. There's only deformation, isn't it? Deformation of these Namarupas. Either nature takes care, either nature can do, or the wrong doers can do. And when they have to pay for that. And then it's all become again paradha, isn't it? If the will is involved in causing any harm, pain, destruction to anything, then you had to pay for it. We had to be very sensitive and conscious and alert, even to pluck a flower. We don't really think it does cause pain. That is why when it's about to fall, it is ripe, you have all the right, okay? Even then you do namaskaram to the plant and then do it. How sensitive are you, are we? Suppose in the fly or a mosquito or anything which comes and sits on your back and bites you, you have all the right to bite it like this. But don't go in search of the ant hill and then go and destroy it. Because let it live anywhere. It has its own place, space, isn't it? You have your space. If it comes to your walks into your room, then you have all the right to protect yourself. You don't need to allow. Even an ant or an elephant or a snake or anything comes into your place where you are living, it is going to affect your life. You have all the right to defend your life. Because every life is significant. You can then, to protect yourself, you can kill. But don't go out in search of, and then because I'm sitting here, I'm had to live around here. That being somewhere there, that causes this problem for me. So I want to destroy it. What papa karma it is, isn't it? See, we are not sensitive about it. Something goes somewhere, okay? Some bee is flying somewhere. It will come and fall. Imagine we think, never we go and try to kill. We're not doing it, I'm just saying. And when you are allowed to cause any pain to other beings, if your life has a threat, then you have all the right to defend yourself. Then you can fight back, kill. That is what dharma yuddham. Otherwise, you live. You live in your space and other person live. Live and let live. So every being, you have no, really speaking, every life is as significant as yours. And that is why inevitably, unavoidably we do some papa karma. We don't, unknowingly sometimes, not knowingly. Which we can't help. Which is why nitya puja, nitya daily prayer, daily worship is to neutralize that. Even then, it's not by becoming mature. Only in jnanam you can free yourself. Okay, this is the Ishvara order. Ishvara is law and order, isn't it? That's fine. That is why we have to be very cautious. Even when we think about other beings, what about hurting others' feelings? Even if 100% you are right. You have no right to hurt, to say something and hurt other person's feelings. The other person is wrong also. But there is a nice, the other person is wrong. If you become the victim of other person's wrong actions, then then you have to defend yourself. Then you have to do something about it. That is why it's not enough if you are simply righteous also. You have to think for your own future. Then you have to, anything wrong, if you it known to your knowledge, you're supportive of wrong thing, being yourself being right, it is still not right. Still you are other me only. This is what Shastram says. I say what Shastram says. So, finished. Is it okay? Have you answered your question?